Smart Refi allows consumers to refinance their current mortgage that's conventional into an FHA-insured mortgage as long as the investor or the lien holder is willing to write down at least 10% of the outstanding balance, bringing the consumer to a 97.75% loan-to-value. So important that the investor is involved, but very important for a consumer that allows them to bring their mortgage down more in line with the value of the home in cases where they've seen substantial decrease in equity.
Now, this is for people that are current on their payments. They're not in foreclosure. Is that correct?
Correct. The short refi ensures that the person is able to make the payments into the future, although the consumer could have had a loan modification that helped bring them current prior to the short refi option.
Give us an example of how this might work. Suppose someone has, not to make you do math in your head, but suppose they have a $300,000 mortgage and the house is now worth $200,000,
right,
on the open market. How would the process work?
It's very similar. A consumer would apply just like they would for a new loan. So a loan application would be taken by the lender. An appraisal would be done. If the appraisal determined that the house was worth $200,000, the consumer could get a 97.75% loan of $200,000. Let's say they purchased the home for $300,000 and they had an outstanding balance of $250,000. The investor would have to determine if they thought it was in their best interest, so it's both for the consumer and the note holder or investor, to buy that loan down or to pay that $50,000+ down to bring that consumer to 97.75 of 200. Then they would refinance for that amount, and their new payments would be based on the new loan amount and the $50,000+ forgiven.
So it sounds as if the FHA backing is kind of the sweetener to make investors want to do this, is the premise that they stand in danger of losing everything and ending up with a house to sell otherwise.
Right. And the interesting thing for this program is when the investor does the write down, it's actually private sector taking the loss on that portion. FHA is insuring the new mortgage, but the investor is the one who actually took the loss on the write down.
This would be the lesser of two evils, in other words, for them.
Right. They may speculate that they could lose more if the house eventually went into foreclosure. You're right.
Now, how does this differ from the HAMP program that's been kind of partially successful?
So HAMP is actually a modification of a consumer's current mortgage. So typically modifying the interest rate and lowering their payment so their payment on their current mortgage is more affordable. The FHA short refi, it is a refinance, so you're moving from a conventional to a new FHA mortgage. And it focuses on the payment going down because balance is going down, but it also focuses on bringing that amount owed or the negative equity portion into line. So HAMP is very good for some consumers. The short refi does bring into the equation a different set of consumers who have affordability issues along with that significant negative equity position.
With FHA backing, it's the same investors or lien holders still retain the mortgage, but it's a different amount and someone else is backing it for them.
Once the FHA mortgage is actually refinanced, it could be a different investor pool who actually purchases it, but it could be the same investor pool that's purchasing it.
Does it sound as if there's a market for those pools of loans?
The FHA will trade or sell into the market just as any other FHA loan will today.
How many people do you expect to take part in this? How many homeowners?
We are unsure at the range today because there is significant coordination and operational execution by several parties within the transaction. So the originator of the new refinance, the servicer of the loan, as well as the investor, who may not be the same as the servicer. The originator and the servicer could be the same parties. Because of that operational complexity, we're still looking at, is it in the 250 to 500,000 range, or is it the 500,000 to a million and a half? A lot will be, can the marketplace break down those barriers of operational execution?
We're talking with Vicki Bott. She's Deputy Assistant Secretary for Single Family Housing at the Department of Housing and Urban Development. It sounds like in terms of operations, setting this all up, it makes the Cash for Clunkers program look simple, and the federal government had a hard time getting that one running.
We're working very hard with the industry and all aspects of it, the groups that I mentioned before, to really help break down those barriers. HUD can't specifically break them down, but we can help keep the communication open between all the players. And we are working very hard in the early days of implementation to ensure those parties are coming together and breaking the barriers down.
And as you envision it, this would be something initiated by the homeowner or by the lien holder.
It could be initiated by either side. I do see it initiated more successfully from the lien holder side, reaching out to homeowners that they think specifically would qualify for the program. Doesn't mean a consumer can't call, but I think they will have less success than waiting for that lien holder to say, this customer qualifies under the standards for the write down, and they will reach out to them to determine if that consumer wants to apply.
Well, would the lien holder have information on, say, changed economic circumstances of the mortgagee, because they may have a house that's underwater somewhat, but they could still be in the same financial situation they were and be able to afford the payments? And how would the lien holder know that they are eligible from a income standpoint?
And they may not. So the consumer is still going to have to determine if they want to apply, and they will have to go through underwriting. So I think the first thing that the lien holder can do is reach out to the consumer, see if the consumer's interested, and there's still an application and approval process that will happen.
And what is FHA doing to gear up for this? Are you adding staff? Are you looking at a contractor to handle this? How will it happen operationally?
All of our underwriting is actually delegated to the lending community. So FHA, although it could increase endorsements, we are certainly prepared for that additional work from the endorsement side. But the bulk of the work, just as all FHA loans happen today, is actually underwritten and funded at our delegated lenders in the marketplace.
And just keeping your ear to the ground, does it sound as if the investors and lien holders are amenable to this type of idea?
We're definitely hearing interest. We're definitely hearing concern around the operational complexity piece. And that's why, as I said, I mean, we're working very hard to bring all these parties together to bring those barriers down.
And what about Fannie and Freddie? Do they have any role in this at all?
They could. And Fannie and Freddie are definitely been in discussions. The opportunity may not be as great, but I wouldn't rule them out.
And are there particular geographical areas that you think look riper for larger numbers?
Anywhere where you've seen significant house price decline, Arizona, Nevada, California, may be your geographic marketplaces that tend to have a riper environment for the product.
What's the timeline?
Short refi is available for lenders to offer today. It went effective on Monday, so it can be offered. I do think from a consumer standpoint, lenders are still getting their analysis together. So if they call, they may not be ready to originate one, but I do think we'll see those lien holder servicers starting to reach out to consumers over the next several months for that first batch of consumers that qualify.
And will there be any kind of outreach from publicity standpoint or knowledge standpoint from FHA or the federal government?
To the homeowners?
Well, to the lien holders that you expect to initiate these.
Absolutely. I mean, we've already been talking to lien holders, investors, servicers, specialty servicers. We're bringing parties together so we can help the communication between the parties. So absolutely, we are doing a ton of outreach to the marketplace today and will be into the future.
And is that industry of people, is that one of those industries where there are three or four big dominant companies, or is it more scattered?
I think a little of both. I mean, you have your dominating servicers in the loan servicing that consumers typically make their payments to.
GMAC, for example?
Correct. But you do have a broad group of originators that are possibilities and a broad group of investors that are out there that also play a role.
Sounds like a big job ahead.
We're ready to take it on.